The prospects for a larger-than-expected Russian wheat harvest, quality fears in French wheat, and improving prospects for crop-saving rains here in the United States corn and bean belt in the coming days have fed the feed grains market and pushed them to near-session lows. The bears are fed, in other words. We've also seen once again, as we have many months before the USDA report, the trade resume its buying of beans and selling of corn. In fact, with the Dees corn outright only a few cents from its Brexit vote low of last Friday, the bean-corn ratio in the new crop has hit 2.89, its highest level since August 14, suggesting to me that the trade's going into the acreage and stocks reports tomorrow, expecting bigger corn and smaller bean supplies relative to the March numbers. This is Mike Zuzulo. There is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options.